I'm Jason.
And I'm Randy.
We're the Sklar Brothers.
And we're here today to talk about the NHL lockout.
Yes, this year's sports labor dispute between players and owners, the lockout in the National Hockey League that has thus far produced 100 days of bickering and no games. They may cancel the entire season. That's our topic for the debut of day-to-day sports columnists Jason and Randy, the Sklar Brothers. They are stand-up comedians and sit-down sports fans. Their sports review show on the cable channel ESPN Classic is called Cheap Seats. Now, with hockey, there is nothing to review. The Sklars are unhappy with the league, but with hockey itself?
No. We love our hockey, but right now we just hate the NHL. We hate the situation. There's not a clear-cut villain. It's the players who are millionaires refusing to put a cap on how many millions they can make versus the owners, billionaires refusing to give them their millions. The real loser in all of this is, of course, the guy who sells ice cream sandwiches at the game, which, weird. Is that a practice we ever understood? It's like selling soup at a beach volleyball tournament. Yeah, it doesn't make sense, but still, we feel for the guy. Oh, yeah, and then there's the fans.
Ah, yes, the fans.
While the owners and players seem to skate around each other in circles like two goons going at it in the crease.
Neither throwing a punch.
Neither giving ground.
Both blinded by their own jerseys pulled high over their heads.
We, the fans, are left to wait and wonder how we can fill that hockey void in our lives.
Don't worry. We have a few suggestions on how to get through this NHL season without the NHL.
Number one, check out a local peewee hockey game.
Yeah, once the families get over the initial creepiness of the fact that you don't have a kid on either team, you can comfortably settle in and enjoy the madness.
Yeah, one out of every 10 kids knows how to skate, and the rest go down in what appears to be an homage to Jerry Lewis.
Hey, lady.
That'll keep you going for at least a month.
And if you do have children, instead of giving them a timeout when they misbehave, try number two. Maybe recommend sending them to a penalty box. 5 minutes for fighting with the sister.
2 minutes for tripping on acid.
That should be like 8 minutes.
Yeah.
And a 3-game suspension for wasting the summer to follow the band Creed around the country.
They're like a bad Pearl Jam ripoff.
Ugh. You'll be drunk on your own punitive power and you'll forget there ever was a hockey lockout.
How about number three? Rent and watch the movie Ice Castles at least 10 times.
Now, you might be saying, hey, that's a movie about a female figure skating champion who overcomes adversity in the form of her own blindness as a result of her skating drunk at a party. How's that gonna help me?
To that, we say, have you already forgotten the Robbie Benson B storyline? While it's not exactly a Red Wings-Blackhawks matchup, watching Benson take his licks is enough to keep you going for another couple of weeks, at least.
Maybe even a month. Number four, try a new hairstyle. Let your hair grow out, shoulder length if possible, and then cut the sides and top nice and tight.
Ape drape.
Knock out a few of your front teeth and develop chest acne. If you can't see your favorite NHL player,
you might as well be your favorite NHL player.
And as an added bonus, office bullies will leave you alone.
And finally, number five, if it's fighting you miss, go to an NBA game.
Throw a cup of beer at a player,
and then wait for the melee to come your way.
If you're lucky, you'll take a punch or two, and then you'll have your fill of brawling for the next 6 months.
And before you know it, the leaves will start to change,
the air will start to thin and find its crispness again,
and the boys of winter will hopefully reemerge, ready to resurrect the NHL with a solid new collective bargaining agreement in place.
And maybe, just maybe, a new period in hockey history will begin, and our short memories and pure love of the sport,
like a Zamboni,
nice, will wash away all prior blemishes and restore the old shine to the game.
The Sklar Brothers, Jason and Randy, host Cheap Seats on ESPN Classic and are now contributing writers for Day to Day.